Today's episode of Popping Bottles is brought to you by Recovering Bro. Recovering Bro is here to use humor to spread good and reliable elite science and expert coaching to help demystify health and fitness for millions of bros worldwide. There's more than life than protein powder, even though Recovery Bro makes protein powder. According to their website, all of their supplements are verified bangers, and that's with a Z, baby, including Nightcap. Nightcap helps support slowing a racing mind, relaxing your body and muscles, lowers stress and anxiety, and improves your quality of sleep. Josh and I actually try Nightcap in this episode, and you can tell when we start to mellow out. It's not a drunk mellow out. It's definitely a Nightcap mellow out. I felt relaxed. Josh felt relaxed. We almost fell asleep while recording. And with its delicious grape flavor, it tastes just like Kool-Aid and goes down easy. Now you can purchase some Nightcap and check out other products at recoveringbro.com. And if you use promo code BOTTLE at checkout, you'll save 15% off your order. Again, check out Nightcap and other products at recoveringbro.com and use promo code BOTTLES to save 15% off your order. Enjoy the episode!
Whiskey makes you frisky, gin makes you sin, wine makes you nutty. But I'll try them all over again.
Cognac. And we're back. We're going to be a little quieter today. A little more mellow.
We're chill, baby.
If you can hear my voice, you probably know that it's a lazy Sunday afternoon and one of us is recovering from COVID, and I won't say who.
Guess who, kids?
But my name is Josh Covey. I'm the host of Popping Bottles. And you know what? We got a great show, as always, for you today. Rob, how you feeling?
It's all staying. Keep it in. It's me, Robert Rosky. I'm fine. I'm feeling a lot better.
Yeah, you look a lot better than I last saw you.
Oh god, oh boy.
Because we drank a lot of that terrible vodka.
It's right over there. I almost dumped it.
You think that's what gave you COVID?
Part of me wants to say yes. You know, a few people.
I can't believe you didn't dump it.
Oh
well.
Because it should be a surprise.
Yeah, you'll dump it eventually.
A friend of the show, Kevin Lambert, he came to visit me over my COVID time. We sat on the porch, quite distance, masked on.
6 foot.
Yeah.
Or Dr. Commandant Fauci's request.
Ugh. Lock him up, am I right? I made him, he didn't taste it. I'm like, just smell it. And he's like, this is disgusting. This must have given you COVID. I was like, I had to.
It smells exactly like it tastes.
It's so gross.
Bad. It's bad.
So listeners, I had COVID for a week. We're just doing another proper episode. I'm feeling better. Tested negative several times now.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got it.
Would you say this is the best you've ever done on tests?
You know what?
You get a passing grade.
I'm going to be bold and say yeah.
What was your grade point average in college?
And be honest. Honestly, I got like B.
Yeah.
I'm not the smartest. I'm not the smartest guy out there, but I'm not an idiot. But also, like,
I don't think you're dumb.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But clever. I also, if I don't care, I don't care about it. You know, does that make sense?
It's hard to, like, care.
Yeah. Like, classes I cared about, I did well in. But stuff where I'm just like, oh, I have to take this, I did fine in.
What was that, like, math or something? What was that?
I've been always bad at math. And, like, history can really be boring to me, too.
It can be.
Yeah. Like, the usual, like, theater and music stuff. But, like, you know, I liked English classes. Literature.
What about like theater of history or like theater of like art?
Some of that stuff definitely interests me.
You go far back enough, it's pretty stuffy stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. Like, I had to take a history of costumes, and I was like, good boy.
Pythagorean cap. I'll never forget that one. I did the same. Hey, you know, history major.
Yeah.
In that I was a theater major.
Yeah. How'd you do in college?
Oh, yeah, I was right in the middle, baby.
Yeah, baby.
It was more of a social experiment getting started at college. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I'm here to get a degree. So then I buckled down those last couple of years.
I remember for my high school graduation, as one does, you kind of throw a bit of a big to-do. And then I was just getting a few things together, and I found a bunch of old photos. And
were they haunted?
No. I was very old in that.
Oh, there were photos of you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just found a treasure trove of old pics.
Found old photos of like myself and my family and like flipping through like old stuff my mom kept of like old grade school report cards and all that stuff. And I kept looking through. I was like, I got dumb at some point. Either things got harder or I got stupid. Because at some point, like around middle school, I was like, I went from like straight A's to not.
No, I think, yeah, it might have been when you wisened up.
Maybe.
In a different way. You're like, yeah, this is conformity at its worst.
It sounds like me. I'm against conformativity.
Yeah. All of my, I found my treasure trove of old grade. Same thing. Is intelligent. Speaks up too much. Like, is too loud, too disruptive. You know, boilerplate me.
They use, yeah.
Yeah. So, so you're COVID free.
I'm COVID free, baby.
You've been out in the world.
Been out and about.
You stopped shedding the virus. Nice.
Just sharing with everybody I can, yeah. Spitting on people.
And know. I will say, so you with Monday we recorded, on your actual birthday.
On my actual birthday.
It's also your birthday when this comes out.
Absolutely.
The my birthday this comes out.
Whole month.
Yeah, every Thursday is Rob's birthday, right whenever the just podcast
in July,
drops.
Just like in July.
But you were conceivably COVID positive then.
Absolutely, even though I took a test that afternoon.
Yeah. And it was too early negative for it to show up.
That's it. Like, so because I didn't, I think I must have gotten it like officially Tuesday when I was feeling bad. But also you, yeah. Heather and Andreas never got it officially.
So what I was reading, my money would bet it you got it on the weekend. Either Saturday or Friday.
That's my theory.
And then it took a couple days to manifest and then you were, you know, redlining all those.
Yeah.
Just those. Congressional district? No.
Yeah.
You were testing all those pink lines.
No, because I was...
none of us got sick. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Which I'm happy about, because I don't want to, like, pass it someone.
And I was like...
You were right in there.
I was like, but not 6 feet.
I blew on that cake.
I was like, 6 inches. Oh, yeah. And we all consumed it.
Yeah, I don't know, because a few people asked, like, how do you think you got it? And I have no clue. Like,
yeah, it's out.
It's out and about. And, like, I... Part of me was like, he may have got it from a family member who had tested, who had it recently when I was home over the 4th. But I'm like, no, I think it was too...
Yeah, because it's...
It was too long.
Yeah, the gestation period, from what I was reading, is like if you are exposed to it and you go 7 days without any symptoms,
no
test, you're in the clear. Because that's what I did. Yeah. I basically like shut down my plans too.
Yeah.
Because I was like, if I got it and I'm asymptomatic, I don't want to spread it. Yeah. But then... I took a test the next day, and then I took a test 5 days later, and I was free and easy.
So the only thing I can think of is, like, I got it when I went and saw Thor, Love, and Thunder.
Ooh.
When I did
was it worth it? Was getting COVID worth seeing Thor, Love, and Thunder?
Yeah, I had fun.
All right, nice.
Yeah, I like staying on top of the pop culture. Or, like, when I did two shows on Saturday.
Would you say those shows were worth it?
Yeah, sure.
Like, they're like Seinfeld sponge-worthy. Like, is this activity
were they sponge-worthy? No, not at all.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't fuck them, but...
No. I'd be a fool around. Hand stuff.
Yeah, you know.
And then I forgot what I did Sunday. But that's like... I must have gotten it there. It was like in dormant and then just like doing a bunch of stuff made me tired.
Well, you look great. Can I just say that?
Please. Hey, buddy. You look great, too. Hey, I'm glad you never caught it. For me, at least.
Yeah. I trimmed my beard. It was getting really long.
Yeah.
And I was like... inside. Like, let it grow out. And I was like, I went like this and like I put my hand up through it because I was scratching it.
Yeah.
And I looked in the mirror and it was like standing out and I was like, nope, time to trim it.
Well, I trim mine when it's like getting in my mouth too much, even though I have like scissors and I'll do slight trims. But the same thing, if I do this and it just puffs out way too much, like, no, we gotta trim that up.
Yeah. Well, Rob, the reason I've invited you here on the podcast, sans guest.
Oh, yeah.
You'll notice.
No guest, just us.
You'll notice in the show notes, and you'll notice right here when I say it. No guest, because last minute decision, we don't want to miss a week.
No,
we do this for you.
Yeah, the viewer. For you, viewers and listeners.
But all summer long, we're road tripping USA.
Oh, we still doing that?
I
love it.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of the meat of the episode would be us road tripping, but also chatting.
Yeah.
I hear there's some games involved, maybe.
I think we need some games.
Some dumb games.
Yeah.
Just general crosstalk. But to start us off, we are going to the East Coast.
Ooh!
A brewery I visited.
Oh!
In Boston, Massachusetts.
Sam Adams?
Sam Adams, Summer Squeeze.
Oh, was it really Sam Adams?
Sam Adams, Summer Squeeze box set.
You brought that in and I wasn't, I forgot. Ooh.
So let's, pitter patter, let's get
pitter
at
patter,
her.
Pitter patter, let's get at her. What do we got? These are four different types of beers of the Summer Squeeze. Josh, read them out.
We have the Sam Summer Ale, which is a citrus wheat ale classic that's annual, perennial. Beach Session IPA, crisp and tropical.
Ooh.
I don't. I don't know if I've had that. I feel like that's been around. The Porch Rocker Lemon Rattler, which I have had, and I'll save my...
Okay.
And then last but not least, a new Sam Adams Tropical Wheat Ale. Juicy and refreshing. But let's start with the classic Sam Summer.
Yeah, I've had none of these. Do we need a bottle opener?
I don't...
A church key, if you will?
You know what, we might.
Let me go grab one. Or do you got one on
you? I got one on my keys here. The Jangle Heart Circus has never failed us yet.
Oh, sure. I have an Oberon one I used that I got many, many years ago.
Here, just give me that bottle.
Trade you. Whoop. Hey, hoop.
Now we're juggling them.
Look at this go.
cheers, buddy. Welcome back to the land of the healthy.
Let's see here. Yeah, this is a good summer ale.
Yeah, that's nice.
The citrus isn't too strong. Doesn't taste like a beer aid. Lemonade beer.
Yeah. 5.3 alcohol by volume. Summer's favorite beer from their own website. Citrus wheat ale with orange, lemon, and lime peel. Crisp, easy, light, and refreshing. This website uses cookies.
Oh.
By using this website and its offers and continuing navigating, you accept those cookies.
Josh, I don't think that's part of the beer.
Sorry, it's right under where I was reading.
Oh, okay.
And you can change them in your browser by using the settings and accept. Oh. There's a big button here.
So there's cookies in this beer. That's weird.
Yeah, it's sweeter than that.
See, on the back. The bright citrus wheat ale is summer in a glass. Bursting. Oh, did you just read all this shit? You might have.
Yeah, was that? I just read it from the website. But it's something. No, there's more.
Bursting with orange, lemon, and lime peel, summer ale finishes clean and subtle with grains of paradise.
Ooh.
Paradise. Which accents the crisp wheat character, iconic and refreshing. Summer ale is perfect for any summer day.
Signed by Jim Koch.
Koch? The Koch brothers.
No, Jim Koch.
Jim Koch.
Yeah, how am I doing?
Ain't doing so good.
1984, Jim Koch and Rhonda Cullman found the Boston Beer Company, brewing Sam Adams Boston Lager, or an amber or Vienna style lager. Koch is a sixth generation firstborn to his family's brewing footsteps and brewed his first batch of beer in his kitchen. And when you go to the brewery, they have like a little like museum, and you go through it. It's pretty fun. It was one of my first, like breweries visits.
When you were like in college?
Yeah, this is when I was doing summer stock in Boston, sure. And we rode the T up there and checked it out. It's where I stole a keg pump, domestic only, not an international keg, which when I stole a keg of Amstel Light.
Oh.
Did not work. For all of you young...
You thieving bastard.
These were... Yeah, I guess these were pretty close to...
Yeah,
I guess they were pretty close to each other.
What have you been back to the brewery since?
I haven't been.
Okay.
But I'm sure it's nice.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they have like a bigger setup. They have like a nice little patio.
I'm assuming it's kind of the same thing you go through. They show you how where they make all the stuff.
I mean, a lot of brewery tours are exactly the same, but then they do the tastings, and that's
tastings
fun.
Tastings was worth it, yeah.
Yeah, and they give you a little glass, a little shorty pour glass, like the 4 ounce, 5 ounce glass. And then the guy who did it kept being like, okay, that's our last taste. And everybody's like, oh, and he's like, just kidding. And he got us like three solid times. solid bit. Everybody, I mean, free beer. Everybody loved it.
Yeah.
And also, I was young and with a bunch of young people.
Sure.
And there was like older people next to us, and they're like, we can't drink. Because they'd put big pitchers of beer and be like, pour yourselves a taste.
Yeah, yeah.
And they kept like, all the pitchers would come down to us.
Yeah, because you're young, you can take
it. Yeah, people were like, oh, I just want to taste it. And we're like, well, we're here to get fucked up for $10 or whatever.
We're playing by the rules.
Yeah. Or it might have been free. I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Sure.
But the Summer Ale, a classic.
Good.
Yeah. I worked at a few bars that had Sam Adams on draft and then one of their rotating seasonals.
You know, Sam Adams is a beer I don't go to that often. I think it's one of those, like, when you're early, when you're young, it's like, oh, I know that name. It's easy to say at a bar. But this, I'd have this Summer Ale again. I'd grab it if I saw it.
It's one of the original craft brews in the U.S. And even now, you think of it as a big name, but market share-wise, it's not. It's still in the craft
Sam
area.
Adams.
What do you think?
I think it's good.
Should we rate them?
Oh, yes, we should rate them. So I won't finish this because I want to try it again.
Yeah, how many out of 50 stars?
Oh, well, 50, 49. Missouri's not a state in my book.
Eat it, Missouri.
Out of 50 stars, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
You want to wait till the end till we rate them all, or do you want to...
Well, let's do it out of 5 stars. We'll divide by 10.
Okay.
just to save the zeros.
That's fair.
Save the zeros. The world is on fire. All right. Well, let's go to the porch rocker. It's a lighter one.
The blue guy?
The beluga?
The beluga?
How do you feel about whales?
I'm pro whales.
Yeah?
I like them.
In casinos or in the water?
Oh, both.
Okay, nice.
I mean, look, if you're a whale in a casino, you're going to get tricked. It happens.
Yeah.
And then if you're a whale in the water, I want to see you jump out and I want you to see us with some water.
Now, you've gambled, right?
Of course.
What's the...
With my life.
Oh, yeah. And here's the gun and here's one bullet.
Let's play.
Yeah.
Get him out.
I was gonna say let's play spin the gun and then we kiss each other.
I mean, look, I'm down for either one.
And the bullet is actually my lipstick. It just looks like that because I'm very Republican. What's the most amount of money you've lost in a night?
Oh, I'm
conservative.
I'm a conservative gambler in the sense that like. I'm not good at gambling.
Sure.
So I know when to cut my... Like, my rule is always, like, the few times I've been, is I will take out, like, $100.
Okay, whoa.
And the moment I don't have that $100 anymore, I'm done. I don't go about and get more. If I win... Like, and also, like, the last time we're gambling, I think, was for a friend of the show, Josiah's bachelor party.
Shout out.
The last time
I
went.
Back.
Yeah.
We should call him later.
We should call him.
No, right, today, during this recording.
But that's the last time I went, like, gambling mm-hmm. at Horseshoe. Yeah.
Yeah, Horseshoe Haven in Indiana. But pretty soon, we won't have to go that far.
That's true.
Open a casino downtown.
Oh, people are going to love that.
Yeah.
What was that point? Oh, so, like, I was getting very close to losing.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the slots, I hit big and won back not the $100, but also a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, I'm done.
You're like... House always wins because I'm the house.
Yeah, I'm the house. But yeah, I've never. It is fun, but it's not as addicting as I see it on other people. Yeah. To me, anyway, if that makes sense. How much have you lost?
Ooh, you know, back when I was making easy money.
Sure.
When
you were stripping.
Yeah, I was a sex worker. Please.
Oh, my bad.
Sorry. Put some respect on the job. No, back when I was bartending, you know, you could make. 300 in a night.
Sure.
And it was like, what if I didn't work tonight? That was like the mental gymnastics.
Just cash right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's under the table.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, what if I didn't work tonight? Yeah. Then this money is just free money. Or if I get in a way, I'll pick up a shift.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Which is a great mentality for a young adult to have. But it was probably like maybe like 300 in that area, 200, 250, like most it's in one night.
Sure.
Maybe not in the course of one Vegas trip, but. Yeah, I like to like slowly bleed because in my mind, you're paying for the entertainment.
Oh, for
sure. So it's like you're buying a $100 ticket to the casino.
My thing is I don't remember rules that well.
Sure.
So like blackjack, I understand it's 21, mm-hmm. but I know there's like math or other things you can do.
To count cards
and be illegal.
Yeah.
Count like matches. Craps I don't really get. I know you spend the dice. Poker, like we played poker just mm-hmm. as friends, and I'm still very bad at it because I'll be like, let me see that cheat card so I know what I have again.
Yeah.
Where like I would never play poker with like quote unquote professionals.
Sure.
At like a casino because they would hate me. I'd be like, I think I have something.
Well, then not only would they hate you because they would hate you because you didn't bet the way professionals know because it's like a percentage game.
Absolutely.
So like, what's this guy? He's blowing all the, like he's... The cards aren't going to come out at the same rate.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
My mental numbers are all messed
I'm
up.
I'm ruining it for everybody.
Yeah.
And that's part of the fun.
Idiots having fun.
Yeah. Well, good time.
I'm working here. That's why they call professionals. All right. We have Sam Adams Porch Rocker Lemon Radler. Cheers.
Cheers.
And a lovely teal label. Yeah. I like to call it Tiffany Blue.
I like Tiffany Blue. I like the name Porch Rocker.
Oh, that's got the citrus.
Ooh. Hang on.
4.5 ABV, tangy and refreshing lemon radler. Usually a mix of beer and lemonade. Ours is a sweet combo of golden helles and fresh squeezed lemon.
It's okay. It's a little sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not, it doesn't, it's not like a Mike's.
No.
What's the 312 Shandy?
Oh, that's gross.
That's too sweet.
Yeah, it's way too sweet.
Up the sweet.
This is, I don't want up the sweet. This is good. This is one, I feel like I could have one of these.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This would be like, I could like
crush these. I wonder if it'd be good like over ice. Does that make sense?
Sure. I mean, these were in the car not that long, but
No, it's cold enough, but like I feel like even a little watered down for my taste. Yeah. I think this would be good. Like you're on the porch, it's getting hot, a little condensation. Let me try it again. Hang on.
Oh, and the bottle caps say cheers.
Cheers.
Which is what I usually say when a server drops me something.
Cheers. Yeah, Porch Rockers is okay.
How out of stars? Do we do them all? Are we doing them all at the end?
We should do it all at the end.
Do it all at the end.
Let's take a break before we do our other two and talk about our lovely sponsor, Littlefoot Coffee.
Littlefootcoffee.com?
Yeah. They sent us some new coffee.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So we got a little treat for you as well. You got the Worka Chelbelsi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Ethiopian floral citrus honey. Nice.
Oh, look at this.
What do you got?
Oh, there's a little sticker for yours as well.
Oh, cool. It's
and
like.
And then we got a nice little note, and we got two little pins.
Oh, what does it say? That's read it so on air. Sweet.
I will. Hello, Rob and Josh.
That's us.
We recently launched a Littlefoot sightings map on our website.
Oh, my God. That's pretty cute.
These pins are the first spotters are for the first spotters in a town. Oh, wow. That's super fun.
Wait, we're the first spotters.
I think so. Our little business keeps roasting things too, blah, blah, blah. Oh, this is so great.
Yeah.
People, keep an eye out for Littlefoot Coffee. And if you can't find it, you can order some at the website, littlefootcoffee.com.
But be sure to use the promo code POPPOP to save 20% off your entire order. The
whole order.
At checkout.
We've said it so many times. It's legit good coffee.
Yeah.
So more people buy it.
I go whole bean.
Yeah. I go grounded.
And they also
have a grounder.
We gave us little bags, but they also have like canisters.
Yeah. Get a whole can of it.
Yeah.
And I think they're doing cold brew now, too. I don't know if the cold brew ships.
I think the bottle, the bottles of cold brew are pickup only, because I was looking at those.
Yeah.
They'll have new merch coming out.
For listeners in the Grand Rapids area, go check them out. Go get a cold brew. Let us know how it is, Annalise Dickinson.
Yeah. And then tag us online. Which one did you get?
I got the Lake Day seasonal blend.
Ooh, I was looking at that one.
Green grape, lemon, and apricot flavoring. You know what? I'll give it a shot, and you know when we record next, maybe I'll brew up a cup for all of us to try.
Yeah, maybe I'll do the same.
Yeah.
I think I still have. We got two bags and a canister.
Oh, what kind of canister did you get?
Campfire.
Oh, I want to try Campfire.
It's good. Yeah. I like the lighter roast. Bag. Sure. So I think Campfire is a medium roast.
Okay.
It's good, but I like the other one that I Wild Trilliums, which I think they're out of now. Seasonal, baby.
It's seasonal, baby.
Yeah, get on it when you can.
Gotta get when you can.
Which, if I had known, I would have bought 100 of them.
Hey, man, that's the thing. When you find something you like, get a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Like, I finally found some shorts I enjoy, so I'm going to go order more, five more pairs of different colors.
Oh, this pin's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like pins. They're neat.
Speaking of sponsors, what's that white canister in your hand there?
Well, we're gonna see. I think we have a new sponsor. This is from Recovery Bro. They send us some, it's called Nightcap. It's a relaxation elixir.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh,
I love the name elixir.
I know, it's an elixir. Nightcap takes ancient Chinese herbs and modern nutrients and nootropics and combines them to make the industry's first melatonin-free relaxation elixir.
Oh, interesting.
Oh.
Melatonin-free.
Yeah, so it's great flavored. It's like a healthy version of having a stiff drink or a wine to wind down at the end of a long day. It's supposed to help you relax a little bit.
That sounds good.
So we're going to try it here.
Beautiful canister.
Yeah.
You got like a little safety label, which you're having trouble with.
Well, that's good for safety.
And you got those scissors right there.
Nope, I refuse. look at all this garbage. All right, let's see here. We'll cut some of this out. Mix one scoop. I'm going to do this as a scoop.
Does it come with a scoop?
It did not come with a scoop.
Maybe it's buried. Sometimes they're buried.
It did not come with a scoop. No, this is just to make sure it stays fresh. Wait, did it come with a scoop? Damn it.
You're wearing it.
It did come with a scoop.
I knew it. There's always money in the banana stand.
There's always money in the banana stand. So listeners, there is a scoop. You just gotta dig it out.
Yeah, it looks like a little corn cob pipe made of plastic. Does.
So beep. There you go, Joshy boy.
Yeah, scoop me up some
beep.
No, it's holding free. Do I need a spoon or something?
I did. I got you one right here.
Oh,
right there.
Nice. Oh, nice. Okay.
Oh.
Beautiful grape color.
It does. It looks like grape color.
So yeah, can I tell you? I've started eating more grapes just in general.
Oh really? Why? Yeah,
just cause I used to always eat green grapes growing up.
It smells good. I already smell the great flavor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it hit my nose. You know, I will say, during COVID, I never lost my sense of smell or taste.
Oh, that's nice.
And I was eating things.
I've been getting red grapes.
Oh.
It's night and day.
Yeah.
The green grapes, they're too sweet now. That was my taste buds.
I don't buy grapes that much because I feel like I don't eat them quickly enough. Yeah. But I always steal a few when I'm at the grocery store.
Yeah. Now, grape as a flavor, I'm not... Like, if I'm thinking in terms of jelly.
Oh, sure.
Raspberry,
sure.
Baby. All the way.
Raspberry. Oh, yeah. I like a good grape jelly, but I also like a good old-fashioned strawberry jelly. That's my favorite.
Do we have to... It just stirs? Do we have to do anything else?
No, that's about it. Well, let's give it a shot.
All right, recover, bro.
Recover, bro. Recovering, take a nightcap.
Tastes great.
It does taste good.
It's got like real Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Is it like citric acid in the kind a of little a, bit in the middle?
Because like I do, I don't, I do, I take a Metamucil and that shit's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, you get the orange one?
Yeah.
It's orange flavored.
But it's barely orange flavored. But I chug that down. This is a nice like little, this is a good sip.
Yeah, there's something in that middle that's kind of familiar in a way. You know what I'm talking about?
It does. It does taste like a grapefruit or a grape juice.
Let me I'm checking out this container.
Cap back on. There you go.
Sweet. Citric acid was first ingredient. insulin, natural and artificial flavors, silicon dioxide, potassium. Fruit and vegetable juice powder. Like, is it the color? Cool. Yeah. It starts like it's going to taste real sweet, but then that sort of acid cuts it.
It is not bad at all. So,
I hope you don't fall asleep.
What if we do, Josh? We'll just let it fly.
And then I'll dream of you.
Oh, and I'll dream of you, sir. We'll meet each other in our dreams. But listeners, if you are interested in taking it, and we'll keep talking about it because it's supposed to make you relax a little bit. If you're interested in this, you can go to recoveringbro.com, RECOVERINGBRO.com. You can get it, and if you use the code word bottles on your way out,
bottles.
You can save, I think, 15 or 20%.
Oh,
I don't remember.
Yeah.
But you can save a little bit on this.
So our promo code is bottles for this one?
This one is our promo code is
bottles. Pop bottles. We need, for our next sponsor, promo code not Rob.
It's got to be not Rob.
And for the...
and I hope it's a T brand.
Yeah. We'll get the good people of Limpton on the blower. Why won't you sponsor us, Limpton?
Yeah, please.
What are you running from?
Come on.
If Rob is your spokesperson, people
are going to love it. But we'll keep talking about Recovery Bro as it kicks in. But yeah, Josh, you finish yours. I'll down mine.
Yeah. I like between the beer and the Recovery Bro.
I'm already exhausted.
Yeah. We got two more beers to taste.
Oh, boy. Or do you want to play a silly game?
A silly game? Not a dumb game?
We can play both.
Okay, what do you got? I do want to play one.
Oh, yeah.
Dumb game. Welcome to the dumb game. Dumb game. Yeah.
What is this game?
I don't know. A box? I thought it was more trivia stuff. I don't know what the fuck this is.
Was this a gift?
Yeah, Huli got it.
Shout out, Huli, friend of mine.
Yeah, it's called Saturday Night Live, The Game.
The Game, okay.
And I thought it was just going to be like trivia stuff, but it seems to be more of like an actual board game. I have another trivia thing we can pull out.
Okay.
If needed. I don't know what the fuck this is.
Did you ever do the Jeopardy quiz?
No, I never did. Did you?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh, sure.
it made me feel dumb, and I hated it so much. Also, the Jeopardy video game, you had to spell everything, and that was like a nightmare to me.
I don't know what this is. This is not
those
what
look. Those cards look thick like coasters.
Yeah, this is not what I thought it was, and I think this is going to be a bad idea.
The board kind of looks like Loteria.
Yeah.
Many multiple squares.
Many multiple squares. I don't know what this is. Let's move on.
We'll save it, yeah.
I thought it would be a good idea, and I was proven wrong.
Well, we'll save it for our board game podcast.
Yeah.
Well, I know what is fun.
Yeah.
Beer.
Beer is the best.
We have, moving on, Sam Adams Tropical Wheat Ale. It's juicy.
Is this
refreshing.
The new one?
Nah. Oh, it is.
Let's save the new one for the last one.
Well, I was saving, the Session IPA, I was just thinking in terms of.
Oh, well, whatever you think.
Flavor? No, let's do it. You're right. First in, first out. So,
is the Beach Session IPA.
And as I always say, cheers.
Cheers.
Clink.
Clink.
Trip. Crisp and tropical, this easy on the beach beer tastes like grapefruit and citrus with a slight pine and clean finish.
It's definitely IPA, but not strong IPA.
The session IPA. And it's...
What's the difference?
Lower alcohol.
What?
4.7.
Oh.
Which is low for an IPA.
Okay.
And this is exclusive to the variety pack.
Ooh, exclusive. It's not bad.
It tastes like another beer, but I can't place it.
Yeah. It's not tropical like I thought it was, like the others. There's not even a hint to me.
It's not even very hoppy.
No. Because IPA, I was expecting, because I'm not a big IPA fan, but I was expecting more of a hit. This is fine.
Out of all the ones we've tried so far, this is my least favorite. Because it's kind of in the...
Oh, no spoilers.
It's in the no man's land.
Yeah.
It's like, it's got a little bit of everything, but not enough of one thing. That being said, I'm going to finish it like the rest of them.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to slam it. I'm getting hammered.
Yeah. I'll make a little beer. Suicide.
Ooh.
Beautiful bottles, like little pastels.
I mean, yeah, that is like, real summery. I do think that's a huge thing for any beer company to having like a...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, like having like a nice label, like something that catches your eye.
Yeah, you drink that's with also, your eyes.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And your heart.
And your heart. And
your tongue.
Absolutely. The three most important things.
Yeah.
Ears, eyes.
No,
you... No, sorry. Yeah. Eyes, heart, tongue, never lose.
That's right. Can't lose.
Go Panthers?
Texas forever?
Yeah, I think so.
The, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, Jim Koch?
Koch.
How am I doing? <That's okay. laughs> He, one of his big things was like he would pull the beer off the shelf when it was going bad.
Oh.
And he would dunk himself in them. And that was part of their advertising materials. It's part of his lore. So he would let he would collect it in a vat, all the...
And he would just dive in?
Well, I think they would drop him or something. Oh. It would be like a dunk tank. Because he was like, I'd rather swim in it than serve old beer.
Have you ever done a dunk tank?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I do it.
I've thrown at one.
I think I've thrown one, but I've never done one. But I would for like some kind of charity or something.
I feel like that was a standard thing at like Texas high school, sort of like carnivals.
I think it's standard carnival type thing.
Yeah.
Especially if thrown by like a school or a city of some kind.
A softball.
Like dunk the alderman or whatever.
Yeah. Give me my TIF money, you jerk.
Yeah, you son of a gun. I'd do it. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Done.
Promises. Should we go to the next one, or do you have another game?
I can go. I have Trivial Pursuit. You want to play a little bit?
Hell yeah, I want to play Trivial Pursuit. And I'll fill again.
Fill.
Everyone listening to my voice, remember that I love you, and Rob loves you too. We're your internet, radio, podcast, app friends. You matter, and we love you.
Dumb game. Welcome to the dumb game. Dumb game. Yeah.
We have Simpsons trivia.
Uh-huh.
Or we have Trivial Pursuit Millennium Edition.
Millennium.
Something
gross.
I got back in like 1999 or possibly 2000.
Wow. I remember we played Trivial Pursuit so much growing up.
Oh, yeah?
It was one of my favorite games to play with my family. Even though I knew none of the answers, really.
Yeah.
Because they were all like, it was an old then.
Yeah.
But then I went on a big kick when I like got to Chicago. Because it was like, I think this was maybe pre-living with my roommate, my current roommate.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get all of the Trivial Pursuits. Like, and so I found the one we played as kids. I found the next version. And then I found like the 2000s version.
Yeah.
All at thrift shops.
Yeah, sure.
Pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll take these. And for like a year, I was like crazy about, let's play Trivial Pursuit. And then now they're just gathering dust in the closet.
I haven't opened the Simpsons one is Hooli's. The Trivial Pursuit is mine. I haven't opened it in years.
Let's do Simpsons. We'll do a little bit of both.
I like it.
I
do like trivia. Like, I used to go to trivia nights, and actually, I might start going to one again. I'll let you know.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I won't, you know what? I will pronounce that. Friend of the show, Laura Marsh.
Shout out.
Is a trivia host Tuesdays at the bar Tin Lizzie. down off of it's on Clark and on Clark, just north of Fullerton.
Yeah, it's kind of down there.
Yeah.
Well, for me.
Yeah, same. She just started hosting trivia nights there on Tuesdays.
Nice. There's a trivia at the bar right across the street from me.
Oh.
But it's on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
So
normally Tuesdays we can't go.
Yeah, because of our secret society.
I don't want to talk about it. Here, take some cards.
I'll take some cards.
And I'll take some cards.
I went last Tuesday.
Oh.
And can I tell you, so it's like six rounds.
Yeah,
it's
the
what do you know trivia.
Oh,
which is, they do it a lot of bars around here.
Yeah.
We were ending the fifth round and we were in first place. And I was like, oh, we won. And not realizing there was another round, everybody was like, there's another round. I was like, oh, we're going to lose. Because I think the question was hard. There was like two final questions.
Yeah.
But it was a friend of the show, Linus Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Because he lives right by us. My roommate.
Yeah.
And then all of our friends, Maria, Linus's.
Yeah.
I think they went to college together.
Oh, okay.
And we're at Coffee.
Coffee.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah, Josh.
Hey, did you know there's a promo code that we have
that
all of our listeners can use?
Yeah.
But it's only for one specific thing.
It's only for littlefootcoffee.com. So if you, listener, enjoy delicious coffee, but you're like, I want to try some new stuff, go to littlefootcoffee.com. And Josh, what's that promo code they can use?
It's pop.
P-O-P.
Yeah. Something I used to say in front of every episode. Immediately dropped around episode 200. But the good thing is, we partnered with them.
Yeah.
Not just because they sponsored us. Not because they're paying us.
No.
The big bucks,
finally.
But we also love their product.
It's good.
Both individually have ordered or received Littlefoot Coffee.
Yeah.
I drink it maybe almost daily.
Yeah.
Some days, just can't get out of bed. The depression.
It's hard.
Sets in.
Every morning. I have it at least twice a week, but I'm not a huge coffee drinker. But I do enjoy this coffee, and I liked it even before they were sponsors.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, not only are they good coffee.
Yeah.
Not only are they sponsors of a great podcast.
Absolutely.
But they're also good people because they pay above fair market rates, they work directly with farmers, and they small batch roast every single bean.
So they care about not only the product, but where they get the products from and the people who buy them products.
And that's us.
Yeah.
And that's you if
you
go to littlefootcoffee.com and use the promo code POPPOP
to get 20% off your order.
Goodbye, Rob.
Goodbye, Josh.
I'll see you in a year's time when we race around the world.
Oh, we're doing that again? Oh, boy.
All right. Got a little Simpsons trivia here.
So let's clarify, Josh, how much of a Simpsons fan are you?
On a scale from one to 50 stars?
Yes, scale 1 to 50 stars.
I would probably give myself a 40 or 4 out of 5 stars.
Yeah.
But I don't remembering like
sure.
Big fan of the show. I don't know if I
can
tell you like the junior high that Marge went to.
Let's see how strange these are. Because I've been to Simpsons trivia and boy was that tough.
A lot of nerds there. A
lot of nerds.
All right. So there's 5 questions on a card.
Yeah.
Let's go back and forth. I'll do one, you do two, or whatever.
Love it.
You want to go first?
Sure. True or false? In 1998, TV Guide printed 4 different covers featuring The Simpsons.
True.
Absolutely.
100% true.
Yeah.
You got to have the leads there. All right. Number 2.
Oh.
What was the name of Kirk Van Houten's demo singing tape? And they have choices, but I don't know if you'll need them.
Can I borrow a feeling?
That's 100% correct. That's super easy.
Let's see here. Ooh, what real-life U.S. city had Bart Simpson Day declared January 26,
1993? Was it Springfield, Oregon?
Oh, good guess. No.
Nah, I give up.
San Francisco, California.
Ooh.
I don't know why. I never would have guessed that.
Doesn't make any
sense. Yeah. Moving to a different card.
Where do the Simpsons move when Homer goes to work for Hank Scorpio?
Oh, son of a gun. I love that episode. It's something...
See, this is the stuff that trips me up.
Cypress Creek?
100%.
Yeah!
Nice job.
Let's see here.
These are like too easy. Are they different levels?
Wiggum put a boot on Mrs. Hoover's car until she gave Ralph what?
An A.
No, the part of George Washington.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, and that's when he like is a good actor and he burns the I choose you.
Yeah.
Classic. Who says, "Are you ready to get duffed?" What?
Duffman.
Are these by Hartness?
I don't know.
According to Grandpa, he had to use the word dickety because the Kaiser stole the, which word?
20?
Yep. That's a good one.
Hang on here. What singer helps Barney with his snowplow company advertising?
Oh, Linda Ronstadt.
Absolutely. They gave you options, but I knew you had it.
You go ahead and do that. You do that, Linda.
Yeah, you do that, Linda.
Oh, it's me. What's the name of Fat Tony's establishment?
Oh. I don't know.
It's the Legitimate Businessman Social Club.
Of course. Who won the first annual Montgomery Burns Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence?
Montgomery Burns.
Incorrect.
Oh, who was it?
Homer.
Oh, boo. How about this hard
please,
brain scratcher? Who says up and at 'em?
Well, it's Rainier Wolfcastle as...
What is this?
Radioactive Man.
Thing for kids?
Ooh, here's a hard one. You ready?
Yeah.
In Treehouse of Horror 3, who is Milhouse dressed as for Halloween?
Ooh.
You want a hint?
I'm trying to remember the third one.
You want a hint?
Sure.
We just talked about him.
Oh, Radioactive Man.
Correct.
Oh, nice. Isn't there one where they're dressed as Simpsons characters? Peanuts characters?
Oh, maybe.
That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, here's an easy one. Hmm. Or it's your...
You can go ahead.
The Simpsons do commercials for what real-life candy bar?
Oh, Butterfinger.
Correct. Nobody lays a finger on my Butterfinger.
What is the name of the junior hockey team Apu coaches?
Oh, the Price Gougers?
I'll give it to you. It's the Quickie Mart Gougers.
Gah!
What's the rarest gummy of all?
Oh, the Venus the Gummy. Yep. The Venus de Milo.
That's right.
Or Gummy de Milo?
Venus de Milo Gummy. Candy.
Sweet candy. Give me that sweet candy.
In Krusty Gets Busted, Bart tells Lisa she'll never forgive her. He'll never forgive her for making him say what?
I'm sorry?
Lisa is smarter than him.
Who is Lisa's favorite jazz musician?
Bleeding Gums Murphy.
That is correct.
Sax on the beach.
Sax.
When the jazzmans.
He had an addiction to Fabergé eggs.
According to Lisa's essay in Mr. Lisa Goes to Washington, D.C., Washington, D.C. was built on what?
A swamp?
A stagnant swamp.
Ah!
Sorry, I can't give it to you.
That's fair. How did Selma permanently lose her sense of taste and smell?
Is it in a fire?
No, close though. A bottle rocket went up her nose.
Nice.
You learned that in the episode where she marries Sideshow Bob.
Who is Maggie's arch enemy?
The baby with one eyebrow.
I'm going to need his full name.
Ooh, I don't know it.
It's Gerald.
Gerald!
The baby with one eyebrow. This one I did not know, but it's a fun question. Homer gets up at 6 a.m. to watch what TV show?
Oh, I don't know.
Little Rascals.
According to Homer, what gets out the unpleasant aftertaste of church?
Football.
That is correct.
Yeah. True or false, Big Bob is the name of the traffic reporter that flies in a helicopter.
No. It's false.
What's his name?
It's Artie Pie, High in the Sky.
That's right.
And I just dropped my bagel. Oh, here's one. Maybe this could be tough.
Okay.
In the episode Homer at the Bat, who falls into the Springfield mystery spot?
Oh, this is hard. It's
because there's like 18 baseball players in that episode.
Oh, there's like a song too.
I wish I could even give you a hint of like.
I'm gonna say Daryl Strawberry, but I know it's not him.
Ozzie Smith.
Cut those sideburns. That's a good one.
You gotta go back and get my player piano.
What did the Springfield Stadium used to be?
Jeez. Oh, I have no idea. I don't know. A garbage dump?
An internment camp.
Good Lord.
Yikes.
What does Mr. Sparkle promise to do to dirt?
Remove it with extreme prejudice.
Oh, so close. Banish it to the land of wind and ghosts.
That's good. This one's fun. What platoon was Abe Simpson in charge of during WW2?
Oh, the Flying Hellfish.
That's right.
Can I be honest with you, Josh? Before he came over, that's what I was watching as I was eating my lunch.
Wrinkly gibberish?
Who here knows what a tontine is?
I do. It's an ox or something. Today.
I'm right, Oxford.
Oh, dude, pretty pictures.
Ox was the first to die. He got a hernia carrying out the crate.
Who is the president of Itchy and Scratchy Studios?
Oh, God, I can picture him. Hang on. Something Myers?
Yes, but yeah, I can need the full name.
Roger Myers?
I'm going to need the full name.
Junior?
That's right. Roger Myers Jr.
God, I'm a nerd. In Homer Alone, where does Marge go to get away from it all? You want the three options it gives?
Sure.
So Marge went away either to the Shelbyville Mud Farm, Rancho Relaxo, or Mount Useful.
Rancho Relaxo.
Correct.
True or false? The Shelbyville version of Millhouse is also named Millhouse.
That's true. This is what it's like when doves cry.
Some of these are like super easy or some of these are like super hard.
Who is the little guy who looks just like Krusty but plays the squeeze box?
Oh, Handsome Pete.
He dances for nickels.
A quarter.
It'll be go for hours.
All right, one more. Last one for, well, each one gets one more.
Great. Who said, every time I learn something new, it pushes some old stuff out of my brain?
Homer Simpson.
Correct. Go ahead.
All right. Who said, moon pies, what a time to be alive?
Oh, that's Jasper, the old man.
That's right.
According to Homer, how did he gain so much weight since high school?
Ooh, weightlifting?
He discovered a meal between breakfast and brunch.
That's good. All right, well, I'm out of good ones. You got one more?
Yeah. What movie star asked Homer to help him fix his film? You want three options?
Yeah.
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Correct.
And it's terrible.
It's horrible.
Because Mel Gibson's in it. What a terrible human.
What a horrible human being. Whatever, sugar tits.
You know who was a great human being?
Who?
Sam Adams.
Oh, my God. No problems there.
Brand new for the year of our Lord, 2022 drink minimum, we have Sam Adams Tropical Wheat Ale.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Oh, wheat.
I found a wheat in a human piece. Josh, are you feeling relaxed?
I am a little bit.
I'm pretty relaxed.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good. I'm so relaxed, I wet my pants.
Oh, wow. I'm relaxing my bowels. As
perfect.
Dumb game. Welcome to the dumb game. Dumb game. Yeah. It's dumb.
Not any shit. No,
excellent. Tropical wheat bursting with fruit notes like mango and guava. Like mango and guava. It's not.
It's not mango.
And bright citrus character that makes you want another sip. And
this is good.
Right from the sniff, I did want to.
Yeah. I don't smell it well, but it tastes very, very good.
It says mango and guava and a bright citrus aroma. Each sip of the brew is as refreshing as a two-week vacation.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Lucky. What are we, European?
Yeah. What, do we get a whole month off in August?
Holy cats.
Yeah, I like this.
It's good.
In a hopeless place, we found love.
The back of the bottle of the Tropical Wheat Ale says, summer's brief, so savor every moment in the sun with this easy-drinking wheat ale. With tropical bursts of mango and guava and a bright citrus aroma, each sip of this brew is as a two-week. You just read that. I'm sorry.
I was waiting for you to catch up to when I was reading it.
I'm just so relaxed.
I'm falling asleep right now. My legs are asleep.
Oh, man. Well, that's not good.
Oh, help me.
Oh, God.
Pins and needles. More trivia?
Do Do you want to? Sure. Or do you want to rate these and then play more trivia?
All right, we'll rate these.
Yeah. So I'm going to try each one more time.
Oh, nice. That's a good idea.
Like a
Beach Session IPA.
It's a summer ale. Summer ale's okay.
Huh. IPA's a little bit better this time.
Okay, I know mine. Should go from
when the jazz man's testifying to make the
I got a date with Billie Holiday. you want to go from worst to best?
Yeah, and we'll go. We'll trade off. So yeah, in our number four spot, what do you got?
I'm gonna say great name. Don't like it that much. Porch Rocker.
Ooh,
it's just there's something. The more I have it, the fake sweetness is not doing it for me.
Oh, you're a fool because I'm gonna put the Beach Session IPA.
Oh,
well, crisp and tropical, the fourth best out of this group.
Sure.
Boom, number four.
Number three, go ahead, Josh.
Number three. Ooh, I gotta have one more sip.
Josh, you picked up all four bottles.
I'm making a. Well,
suicide.
No, Boston, Massachusetts iced tea. That's all four Sam's. You know, okay.
With just a splash of tea.
Can I say that this is...
You can.
They're neck and neck for these last three spots. The Beach Session's not that far behind, but it's definitely in the ass. Tropical Wheat Ale. I'm going in my three spot.
My three spot is the Beach Session IPA.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because the tropical we know, while good, I think the other two are better.
That's fair.
Go ahead.
My number two is the summer ale.
I know.
Summer ale makes me feel fine. It's good, but it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
Josh, what is your number two?
I think I'm going to have to match you.
Oh.
I'm putting the summer ale. And just, it's great.
Yeah.
It's a great summer beer, but... Yeah, it's you know, get some when we get
to
the top one.
It's to each their own.
Yeah, but this is like this is the Mario of summer beers.
Yeah, yeah. We all want a Donkey Kong.
Yeah, we all want a fuck Luigi, don't we?
Oh yeah, God,
yeah. We all love Luigi, don't we?
Oh good.
All right, and you're number one.
Wanna say it at the same time?
Yeah.
One.
Well no, because they're different.
Okay, cool. Tropical Wheat Ale. I like it a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with the Porch Rocker.
I don't like the Porch Rocker. It's just that fake sweetness is just not doing it for me.
It's closer to beer than not.
Sure.
So like if I'm
I don't think it's bad, just of the four, it's my least favorite.
If I'm at like a barbecue,
go on.
Pre-meal.
Whoa.
Pre-meal.
Okay.
I'm gonna yummy down on two of these.
Sure.
And then when I get my meal, I'm going to have the summer ale.
Okay, yeah,
that's how I measure all summer beers. I'm going to a barbecue.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm grilling up behind the grill.
I'm going
sweating bullets.
It's in my eyes.
The salt water is dripping from my face onto your food that I'm cooking.
It's part of the fun.
Yeah. No cheese needed.
Because it's going to sweat.
Because of the sodium.
Yeah, I don't know. Tropical Wheat, it's the one I've been going back to the most. I know we just opened it, but it's my favorite. It's, you know what? I will say, Summer Ale and Tropical Wheat were super close in my book.
Yeah. Same for me for the...
I think it's okay. It's just that sweetness of the Porch Rocker. Porch Rocker, great name. Yeah. Solid name. You can easily have a sweet.
I'm a sucker for anything in Tiffany Blue.
That's true.
So if you want to get me a gift...
Oh, God. It's so expensive.
Yeah, I want the Vince Lombardi trophy. Made by Tiffany's. You can't tell me men don't love Tiffany.
No, I don't. People love Tiffany.
Yeah.
She's sweet.
Makes breakfast.
Dumb game.
All right, let's bet on these. So we have... Grab one card. So we have, you've opened the Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah. I got it.
Okay. I'm grab one card at random. And...
Now, careful with some of these, if they have, like, an image on the back... It's all about that thing. So this would be all about radio. So we don't have to do it, but I just want to say I think it's more fun to have like a variety, if you will.
Because of variety, I think we go head to head.
Yeah.
Down one card.
Yeah.
Loser takes a paddle up the ass.
What?
Hashtag beer fest.
Oh my gosh.
Loser has to do a shot of that natural light The worst vodka in the world that gave you COVID.
Josh, I can't.
Okay, pick another spirit, and that's what we'll shoot.
We'll do a shot of Malort.
Ugh.
Fine. Kraken?
Sure.
All right, cool. Loser got to do a shot of Kraken.
All right, yeah, that's fine.
All right. I can't do that.
Do you want to go first or second?
I can go first.
You know what? Viewers, play along at home.
Yeah.
Get out a terrible alcohol that you don't drink a lot of.
So if I'm wrong, I do a shot, or is it the whole card?
The whole card. Okay. And it's whoever has the most right.
Great.
Or wrong.
Great, great, great.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. I'll start.
Yeah.
What state in the U.S.
Okay.
is the top honeymoon spot?
What state in the U.S. is the top honeymoon spot?
What is the largest state for honeymoons in the U.S.?
Oh, man. I'm going to say... I'm going to say Nevada.
And you'd be incorrect. That's one X for you.
Can I do a second guess?
Sure.
Tell me. I'm going to say then, for honeymoons, Florida.
You're right.
Damn it!
You're right at being wrong.
Oh!
Number two is correct.
Oh, Florida?
It's Florida.
Damn it! Son of a gun! All right, Josh, ready?
Yep.
What European landmark
Ooh.
Was brought in on time and under budget in 1889?
European landmark
European
in 1889.
Landmark.
I'm going to say the Eiffel Tower.
Damn. Correct.
Yes.
Ooh. I'm in trouble.
Ooh, it's baby. Like penalty kicks at a soccer match. All right. This is more your wheelhouse.
Okay.
What movie lets Jack Nicholson's character describe women as men without reason and accountability?
As good as it gets.
That's correct.
He won an Oscar for it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
He did that cool trick with his sunglasses that made him drop from his brow.
The best.
Right under the bridge of his nose.
The movie does not hold up well. What type of entertainers debuted in European courts in 1202?
They got to be jesters, right?
Ooh, can I get a full title?
Court jesters.
Correct. All right, Josh, you got two.
Woo!
Nice job.
To your one.
Ooh, boy.
All right, this is his story.
Oh.
What world leader... All right, I'm going to take this again.
I didn't want to cheat.
I don't want to... What world leader had a strange power over wild animals, according to Marco Polo?
What world leader?
Had a strange power over wild animals, according to Marco Polo.
Well, it's not Dr. Doolittle, because he's not real.
Isn't he, though?
I could be. I'm going to say...
I think if you believe in him, he's
world
right.
leader?
This is hard.
Oh, man. Charlemagne?
No.
Timing's way off.
Kublai Khan.
Kublai Khan! I would have never guessed that.
Yeah. A stately pleasure dome decree.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to do a shot of rum, aren't I? All right, Josh. What branch of the U.S. government meets in a building inscribed equal justice under law?
Ugh. Not my Supreme Court.
It is the Supreme Court.
Oh.
I think I got an easy card for you. Oh, boy.
Josh, right.
You're 3-3.
This is...
I'm 2-3.
SN. What does SN mean? Science and Nature.
Science and Nature.
What Democrat pioneered the 1998 Electronic Bill of Rights to protect personal computer info? What Democrat pioneered the 1998 Electric Bill of Rights to protect personal computer info?
Al Gore?
He invented the internet.
Is that right?
It's Al Gore.
Oh, thank God.
Nice.
Lockbox. Science and Nature. What was the surname of the French brothers who started making bicycle tires in 1888?
Wright brothers.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Michelin.
Oh,
I didn't know that either.
I wasn't even listening to the question.
Do you want me to repeat it?
Yeah, please.
Okay. What was the surname of the French brothers who started...
French brothers.
French
That's what
brothers.
That should have been my clue. I'm going to have to say Michelin?
No, incorrect.
Oh, okay.
It's Michelin.
Dang.
all right. Sports and leisure?
Sports and leisure.
I'll be so bad at this one.
Oh, yeah. That's an interesting question. What female golfer had the high school nickname Taco?
Well, that has got to be...
And I'll give you a hint. It's racist, not misogynistic.
Oh, boy. I don't even want to guess a racist answer. So I'm going to say Tracy Takowski.
Polish, known for their tacos. Sorry, the correct answer was Nancy Lopez.
Oh,
Nancy Lopez.
Taco. That's not good. All right. Who became the first sitting U.S. president to attend an NHL game?
Sitting U.S. president?
To attend an NHL game. So he must have been president at the time.
Yeah, when they were incorporated. Or it was maybe a niche sport for a couple years and then it found its footing.
Maybe.
I'm going to say I have no... Are we screaming at the radio? Because I don't really know presidents. I want to say Dwight Eisenhower.
This was surprising to me, too. Bill Clinton.
What?
Yeah.
The league had been around for a while.
For a long, long time. Damn. Maybe just, maybe presidents went.
And he saw the Arkansas Ice Bats.
That's what they're called. All right, so Josh, that is your, you missed two.
Yeah.
Huh, and I'm taking that shot. But let's do that final question.
You missed
question.
Three. Well, so if I don't get this one, the last one, right?
Oh, sure.
Wait, is there no more questions?
I have one more.
I have one more, too.
Great.
So conceivably, we could tie.
Well, we could tie. Yeah, let's see. Water cooler, I think is what it's called.
So it's my turn
it's
to
your
quiz
turn
you.
To quiz me.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What entertainer...
Oh, God.
...ate a dozen honey-glazed donuts on his way to see historic 1970 meeting with Richard Nixon? What entertainer ate a dozen honey-glazed donuts... On the way to his historic 1970 meeting with Richard Nixon.
I think it's got to be Elvis Presley.
That's correct.
Yeah!
All right.
All right, Josh.
Yeah, this is it.
Here we go.
This is it. This is everything.
Oh. What dead toe tapper was shown dancing with a cordless vacuum cleaner in a 1990s TV ad through the magic of special effects?
Gene Kelly.
Incorrect.
Oh, who was it?
Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire.
The other one. That's what I was thinking.
Oh.
So.
We tied.
So we got to do a shot?
Or one last question.
Okay.
Win or take all.
Get another card. Actually, I'll even let you choose.
No, we could do the same category.
Oh, okay, great.
So I picked a random card. Which
I
category?
I picked a random card.
Arts and Leisure?
Yeah, give me Arts and Entertainment.
Arts and Entertainment?
AE, please.
You're going to win. Who appeared in I Know What You Did Last Summer and Scream 2 when she wasn't slaying vampires?
Oh, I don't know. Sarah Michelle Gellar?
That's right. Damn it.
What category would you like, Josh?
We do the same one.
Oh, okay. You can pick another one if you want.
Oh.
All right. You might get this. I actually don't know. What wheelchair-ridden comedian, bald from chemotherapy, had a fan come up to him and say, "You maniac, what a shtick."
Wheelchair ridden.
I think you can get this one. You maniac, what a shtick.
You maniac, what a shtick. Oh. Richard Pryor.
Oh, Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman.
I was really hoping. Andy Kaufman. That's hard.
Oh, all right, get me into the Kraken. Release it.
Release the Kraken.
Release it to my throat.
No.
Oh my!
I feel. Audience, we love you. please go to littlefootcoffee.com and use the promo code POPOP, and then go to recoverybro.com, use the promo code BOTTLES, and get 15% or 20% off your order.
Well, Rob, a promise is wait.
Josh, you're a betting man.
I am.
I'm going to pull out a card right now. I'm not even going to look at the. I'm not going to look at the answers.
Okay.
You get to pick any category you want.
Okay.
If you are incorrect, you have to do that shot still. But if you're not, if you are correct, I have to do the shot.
I like this.
All right.
Because there's hope.
There's hope.
Your body made a promise. Cameron Diaz, vanilla sky. I'm going to stick with Arts and Entertainment.
All right. Ooh. I chose the Monopoly card. So all these questions are about Monopoly. I didn't mean to do that. Here we go.
You must be the Monopoly man.
How much Monopoly money do you get for finishing second in the beauty contest?
Ooh, you just won second in a beauty contest. Mm-hmm. You get $40.
close.
$10.
$10. Do that shot.
Here's the Kraken in your eye. here's the Kraken in your eye.
Oh my gosh. My eye.
Ugh. You know what?
Kraken wasn't.
It wasn't that bad?
No.
I'm pretty relaxed.
Yeah, pretty relaxed.
Yeah.
I do feel like we didn't slam any of these beers. But I do feel like I've had a drink, in all honesty.
Yeah.
So that recovery, bro, I'm feeling pretty mellow. Nightcap. Mellow. Nice done. Nicely done, Nightcap.
Nicely capped, Night.
Ooh, good night.
Rob, we're nearing the end. We're rounding the bases. Closing the blinds.
We hit that ball out of the park, so we're just taking our time.
That's right. Aces all around. whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Rob, you're getting healthy.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Oh, no. a discharge came out of all your orifices. Anything you want to push, pull, or plug? Anything you've been enjoying?
Man,
you want people to see?
Having a week off, I was able to catch up on a bunch of TV and books. People didn't seem like it. I liked Obi-Wan Kenobi, TV show.
You hadn't seen it before?
I had not seen it before.
Oh,
I caught up on it. So I really much enjoyed that. You know, Huli and I, friend of the show Huli, we rewatched Dazed and Confused the other day.
Oh, wow.
I haven't watched it in a long time.
I haven't seen
it's
forever.
Still very funny.
That's nice.
It's like any movie of like a certain age has like oh, it's questionable, but it's still like overall, it's still very good. And so many people.
There's young Ben Affleck's in that, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. A bunch of people. Everything
and
is like
old Matthew McConaughey.
Old Matthew McConaughey playing a young Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
And then
because he keeps getting old.
Yeah, but they keep saying the same age.
Yeah, Ben Affleck.
Hey, you got any weed on you?
No.
Be a lot cooler if you did.
Cooler if you did.
It's a good movie. And then what else? I've been very much enjoying Better Call Saul, the new season.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Speaking of, I've been reading Odenkirk's book, Comedy, 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 Drama.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Oh, nice.
Been really digging it.
This is a physical book or you listen on tape?
No, I do physical book. I bet you on tape's more fun. But I like the physical book.
Yeah.
But no, that's been about it, man. Hey, man.
Cooler if you did.
Be a lot cooler if you did. And then Miss Marvel. I enjoyed Miss Marvel.
Yeah, that was fun.
I was like, yeah. But the last two episodes really brought me in. And I'm like, that was a good show.
And they dropped, spoilers.
Spoilers.
But they dropped a big.
Big old cameo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, but I'm talking about the insertion of a formerly Fox title. Now it's a Marvel property again. The M word.
Oh, sure.
That, like, I was like, goo!
I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was
yeah.
I was like, this is going to be big.
Yeah.
They're bringing them all
I'm
back.
I'm excited. Did you see all the stuff with the new MCU from Comic-Con this weekend?
A little bit, yeah. I watched the Wakanda Forever trailer. It looked good.
I'm excited.
I was feeling, man.
Yeah.
Man, what a loss.
Yeah, what a bummer.
Dude was so good.
No one knew.
Yeah.
He's really good at hiding.
You see that old, like, clip of when they're talking about Wakanda, when Black Panther 2 comes out? He's like, I'll be dead.
Whoa, no.
And everybody's like, they're like, ha, ha, ha. And then he laughs, too.
Oh,
because he's like,
man.
They don't know.
They don't know.
It was like,
no idea.
What a bit.
Oh, man. I have not seen that.
Yeah, it's good.
I read they showed the new Ant-Man Wasp in the Quantumverse.
Oh, that should be fun.
Yeah.
It's got Bill Murray in it, right?
Yeah. They haven't showed the, the trailer's not out yet, but someone like did a little rundown on one of these nerd websites I go to. And I was like, it's got MODOK in it. Bill Murray's in
Wait,
it?
Like a live action MODOK?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, it's got to be Patton Oswalt. Hopefully,
I'm assuming. I don't know.
He's so good in the cartoon or the stop hand.
But I'm Kang the Conqueror, or whatever is going to be in. I'm excited.
Yeah, should be good stuff.
Josh, how about you? Push, pull, plug, anything?
Ooh,
hello. Ooh, baby.
Hello, I'm Josh. So based on another podcast I listened to, not this one, but please listen to this
one. Please, like,
if you got this far, maybe you're willing to go a little further. Hope Springs Eternal, Rita Hayworth, and The Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank.
So I started watching this anime
That
they talked about on How Did This Get Played?
Okay.
Or Get Played, I guess it's called now.
Yeah,
The video game podcast. Neon Genesis Evangelion. Am I saying this? But it's from the 90s. It's 95.
Okay.
It's an anime that sort of like is... because I watched and really enjoyed... Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
And I think the last season is out maybe in Japan, but it hasn't come out here. But I'm up into all the U.S. Thing. I don't have like a deep animation, Japanime
anime.
anime bench.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z, love it. Sure. Dragon Ball Super, Dragon Ball GT, I could not watch. Though maybe I could go back now and watch it.
Cowboy Bebop's the only one I really like.
Yeah, I never saw Cowboy Bebop.
That was great.
I didn't watch the live series because I wanted to watch the
live series. Anime. I only watched like 3 episodes. It was fine. I don't think it needed to be canceled as quickly as it did. It wasn't that bad.
How long? Oh, it only went one season, right?
Yeah.
That sucks.
It does.
But this is like crazy. So there's these mechs and these 14-year-old kids pilot them, and they're defending the city. It's always like atomic.
Sure.
Parallels, but also there's like all this like ennui about like what is humanity and what is life, and it's just like there's a lot of like heavy stuff.
Oh, jeez.
They also I think there's only one season of it. I think it's like 26 episodes, like 20 minutes, half hour. And I'm like, I think I have 6 left to go, but I am like devouring these. It's like so good, and because it's in. I'm going to Berlin in
the fall. That's right.
Ooh la la. Don't steal my things. Ooh la la. Classic Berlin saying. But I was watching it, reading the subtitles, and I was like, wait, I'm going to switch this to German. So I can maybe pick up a little German. Because I was like, I know it's like it's probably better to watch it in Japanese, but I was just like, I can't understand either language, so I'm reading the subtitles. So that's been really fun.
That's cool.
A lot of fajja. But the voice actors do a great job.
Oh, hell yeah.
Even though I'm reading the subtitles. So I recommend that. Check it out. It's crazy. It also, like, the way the storytelling is done, it sort of, like, happens, and then it slowly gets you up to speed throughout the course of it. So it's kind of like, you'll see flashbacks to how this agency came to be and how the players came to be, but, like, you're following this 14-year-old boy. He lives with this girl that's, like, his guardian, and they have a pet penguin. And can I tell you, it's the highlight of every episode. Whenever the penguin comes on, I was like, oh, yeah, that's why I love this. There was this one scene where it's, like, it's showing how, like, just, like, every day he'd, like, get up and make his own breakfast, and the penguin would have, like, fish breakfast. And they're, like, in sync, like, eating, like, at the same time. And I was like, man, what a great show.
If only you could own a penguin.
Oh, I would love it so much. And he's got his own little room and stuff. Aww. And he's got his own refrigerator that he, like, chills in. Oh, my God. It's the best. And I know I'm overselling this because he's in for, like, 0.2 seconds of the overall thing. But every time he comes on, it's, like, instant delight. So I'm doing that. I got some Star Wars books I need to read.
Because
they're due back at the library.
No.
Go to your local library.
Check out your local. I got to renew my library card.
You can't let that lapse.
I didn't.
Rob.
What?
This is super important.
Well, I'm going to go back and do
How are you going to rent DVDs?
A red box, my dear boy.
And what's this? A library? Outside of a Walgreens?
Kind
of. But it's free, right?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. So go check that out. Cash me outside. True text on.
How about that?
Video games. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
All right.
Well.
Let's wrap it up.
Let's leave because I'm about to fall asleep.
I'm feeling good.
I've got my Sam Adams Porch Rocker Lemon Rattler.
I got my Sam Adams Tropical Wheat Ale, juicy and refreshing. That's what they call me, baby.
That's right. Mr. Juicy and Refreshing.
Thank you.
They call me Mr. Worldwide, and I'm currently in litigation against one Pitbull.
I don't think that's his real name.
Yeah, he hasn't returned any of my summonses.
Summonses.
I gotta fall asleep. Yeah. All right, and say along with me.
Whatever your glass, put a toast in it.
Yeah, we'll do
wine makes you nutty. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And if we have three people,
I'll climb all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy. Rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink, but it'll keep you on the run. Whenever you want a drink or two, choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash, talk your trash. That is the right thing to do. Latch. Champagne makes you happy. Vodka keeps you thin. Tequila makes you want to fight. But I'll try 'em all over again.